adopted to the family of God, and Jesus is our brother. If that's not worth celebrating, then you just don't have a celebratory heart in you. All through this lens, we've seen him, Christ as prophet and lamb and priest. Bless his name forevermore. And this morning, we want to conclude the series as Christ as King. Christ as King, or Christ as Lord. When the forerunner of Christ began preaching repentance, he began declaring that the kingdom of heaven was at hand. When the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, showed up and began his public ministry, he too preached the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if we are to assume that there is a kingdom, then we also need to assume that there will be a king to run the kingdom. And Christ is our King. Let me just throw a teaching note in here for you right here. The kingdom of heaven is different from the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven refers to the rule of God in the earth, and it's different because the kingdom of God is where God rules without boundaries throughout the universe. Amen. We don't limit the kingdom of heaven to earth, or the kingdom of God just to earth. When we talk about the kingdom of God, it's about everything that he has created. Amen. And so just to keep the message clear, the messianic rule of God in the earth was the theme of the prophets. When you read the prophets, you will hear about this one that's coming, that there's going to be a virgin that has a child. There's going to be one whose name is Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We hear about one who would sit upon the throne of David forever. We hear about him who's the righteous one, or the suffering servant. We hear about this one that the prophets talked about. And they just enlarged the covenant, which guaranteed that there's a throne coming. Oh yeah, there's a throne, and there's a king, and there's a kingdom in which the regathered Israel would come back to the land to be under his authority, as sworn to Abraham, their father. Now, God has chosen Israel. He chose a peculiar people. He chose a people who were to be a royal priesthood so that the world may know the sovereign God. And after Joshua and the times of the judges, they turned away from God, followed after their own gods, after the pagan nations in whose land they went in to possess. And they no longer desired God to rule over them, but wanted a king like the nations among which they dwelt. And God gave them what they asked for.